KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have snow, blowing snow, and it's 25 degrees. We look for cloudy skies today with light snow. Less than 1 inch of additional accumulation is expected. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Roadways in western Iowa are anywhere from completely covered with snow, along with icy bridges and blowing snow, to partially covered with slush and varying ramp conditions on the on-ramps and off-ramps, so do give yourself plenty of extra time to travel to work. There's been a couple of accidents reported in the Omaha Council Bluffs area this morning as well. No reports on any injuries. In the news, police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday evening of 52-year-old Richard Tamez Delgado on a charge of child endangerment. Delgado was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Early this morning, Red Oak police arrested 19-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux of Red Oak for harboring a runaway against the wishes of a parent, as well as possession of drug paraphernalia. Giroux was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And Sunday evening, Cody Dean Johnson was arrested in Red Oak for violating a no-trespass order. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Taking a look at those weather-related school announcements this morning, classes have been canceled today in Coon Rapids Baird, where they have received substantially more snow and or ice combination. Again, that's no school at Coon Rapids Baird. There are two-hour late starts this morning for the following school districts: Panorama, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, and West Harrison. Again, that's a two-hour late start for Panorama, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, and the West Harrison Community Schools. In other news this morning, police in Council Bluffs are looking for a vehicle that struck a city street sweeper last night. The machine was hit from behind by a Jeep Liberty that was silver in color just before midnight. The Jeep then left the scene. The incident happened on South 24th Street at Interstate 80 in Council Bluffs. The driver of the street sweeper was not injured. The machine sustained a damage to the rear of the vehicle, and the Jeep Liberty should have some front-end damage. There is a picture of that suspect's vehicle under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you have any information in regard to that accident, you're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department Special Operations Unit at 712-328-4948 or Crime Stoppers at 328-STOP. A Nebraska man has been accused of stealing prescription painkillers while working for a pharmacy in Council Bluffs. Justin Gardner of Omaha is charged with two counts of possession and one count of theft. Online court records indicated he remained in Pottawatomie County custody. Police reports say that Gardner told a manager of the Walgreens store and then detectives that he stole the pills and sold them. Gardner's preliminary hearing is scheduled for this Friday. A traffic stop at around 2:15 p.m. Sunday in Montgomery County resulted in an arrest. The sheriff's office reports 47-year-old Mark D. Bergren of Red Oak was arrested on a felony charge of stalking, a violation of protection order, a serious misdemeanor charge of driving while revoked, and a simple misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Bergren was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. Also in the news, police in Red Oak arrested a juvenile male Sunday morning on drug charges. The unidentified youth was arrested at around 12:20 a.m. at the intersection of Broadway and West Linden Streets in Red Oak for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, cited, and then released to the custody of a parent. A man and woman were arrested for domestic abuse assault Saturday night in Red Oak. Police arrested 67-year-old James Russell Hale and 53-year-old Lori D. Hall, both of Red Oak, at around 9:30 p.m. They were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Finally in the news this morning, Atlantic Police and Cass County Sheriff's deputies had a busy night Saturday searching for a man who robbed a Subway store on the East 7th Street. The incident happened a little after 9 p.m. The suspect, who was initially described as being an Hispanic male, allegedly displayed a handgun to the employees and left heading eastbound with an undetermined amount of cash. The suspect was said to have had a mask on, a gray stocking cap, black sweater, blue jeans, and white tennis shoes. Despite the efforts of local law enforcement, including the Cass County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit, the suspect was not located. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact the Atlantic Police Department at 243-0023. In the funeral announcements, Roy Allen Van Arnum, age 69, of Ida Grove, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Homes and Rehab Center in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Roy Van Arnum will be today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. The Christensen Van Houten Funeral Home of Ida Grove is in charge of the arrangements. William Petty, age 76, of rural Elliott, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Visitation with the family of William Petty will be this evening from 5 until 7:30 p.m. at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Pat Schaefer, age 83, of Greenfield, died Friday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A mass of Christian burial for Pat Schaefer will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Charles Sandhorst, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Charles Sandhorst will be this Thursday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. John Yarger, age 95, of Messina, died Friday. Funeral services for John Yarger will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Earl Bodler, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Earl Bodler will be on Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Ralph Riggs, age 87, of Atlantic, died March the 11th. Funeral services for Ralph Riggs will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Methodist Church in Atlantic. Richard Schomer, age 62, of Omaha, died February 6th. A celebration of life open house for Richard Schomer will be held on April the 8th at 2 p.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jeff Neighbors, age 48, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Anita Medical Center. Private family services for Jeff Neighbors will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is assisting the family. And Bernard Davis, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Bernard Davis are pending in Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.